So what kind of technology did you use in composing the new opera?
Well, I have six computers, and I used four of them all the time, and a fifth one is a backup. Primarily, the composing was done on Macintosh. Originally, I started with PCs, but Mac's far superior in terms of music. And doing a lot of the playing, generating audio files and that sort of thing through the Mac, and used the PCs for other parts of it. So
how long have you been doing this?
This piece has been a little over 5 years in the process. I started January 25th, 5 years ago, so it's a little over 5 years. So it's a long process, writing that. I don't even know how many notes. I probably could have the computer count them, but...
Right. But, isn't it interesting that we're using computers nowadays? How did you guys do this before?
Well, when I went to school back in the... longer ago than I would like to say, back in the 60s at USC, there were no computers. And so I learned sitting in my grand piano with a piece of paper and a score paper and pencil. Frankly, looking back, the computer is a wonderful tool, but the training, the grounding one gets by having to hear it in your head and write it down and then take it and hear people play it and the learning process that entails. When you say, gee, is that what I wrote? I didn't know that's what it was going to sound like. The computer gives you instant feedback, and that's very helpful. But the computer doesn't write music, not very well anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, Dylan, what thought process did you go through in writing the libretto for Marie's Orchard?
When I first came on board, it was the first version of it was the musical that Phil had written. And I came on board as a singer and ended up as the director of the show. And then after the ASCAP, it was thought that maybe it should be rethought of and rewritten. But when I first came on board, being a director, I went and I got the book and I got the movie and I got their libretto and I read everything and I was just sitting there and I looked up at my wife and I said, hey, I think maybe there's a better story here. And so I started formulating Marie's Orchard in my head then. And so when Phil and I decided, all right, we're going to write this opera, basically it was, I just had to write down what I already formulated in my head. And I knew that if I ever was to write a piece, an opera, that there would be a certain way that I wanted to attack it. I would want to write it almost as if it were a poetic musical. And what I mean by that is that the prose itself, the dialogue, would be still prose, but poetic, and that the songs would be very much a popular style in their scope. And what I mean by is that there's a lot of repeated text that helps define the song, like in the biggest aria in the show, the I Wish to Be. She says I wish to be a lot of times, and that's a different take on opera, mm-hmm. I think. From my experience, I guess,
Possibly. Yeah. How would you define the music and how did you develop that style of writing?
It's just something I've been thinking about for a long time. I've been doing musical theater for years and years. I've been acting for 30 years. So I've been in this business for a long time and just paying attention and seeing what I liked and what I didn't like. And kind of, I'm not comparing myself to Shakespeare at all, but a little, Shakespearean in the fact that it is all poetry. Da Ponte, who was Mozart's librettist, he made a big deal to say that he wasn't a playwright, he was a poet. And I tried to figure out what that really meant. And I think I understand it for myself, at least.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoy what you're doing. And I thank you so much for that information.